Welcome to Mailbox in 2009. Today is the time to reveal the identity of December's mystery check. Again, the situation was a little more complex than it might have seemed at first, as David Eldridge from England rightly points out.
December's mystery person needs careful treatment in answering. Human blood groups were first classified by Karl Landsteiner, an Austrian biologist and physician, in 1901, for which he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1930. It was Landsteiner who introduced the A, B and O group classifications, but Professor Mudrijan Jansky, a Czech serologist, neurologist and psychiatrist working independently in 1907 at a psychiatric clinic in Prague, was the first to classify blood into today's four groups.
Jayanta Chakrabarty from India is another regular listener.
As it mostly happens with great discoveries, Jansky's outstanding achievement went unnoticed for 14 long years until 1921, when it was acknowledged as a great medical feat by the North American Medical Commission. It is unfortunate that Jansky missed out on his most deserving case of being awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine to Karl Landsteiner. By being an ardent proponent of voluntary blood donation, Jan Jansky has also reflected his humanitarian aspect. Truly, Jansky is an outstanding ambassador in Czech medical sciences.
Also from India, this is what Katie Agarajan wrote.
Jan Jansky was born in 1873, a graduate of medicine from Charles University. He initially specialized in neurology and psychiatry. Later, he concentrated on the subject of mental illness and how it relates with the composition of the blood. Historical records revealed that he had collected more than 3,000 blood samples.
Mrs. C.O. Agbula writes from Nigeria.
The mystery person is Dr. Jan Jansky. He was a professor of medicine, a serologist, a neurologist and a psychiatrist. Though he lived for only 48 years, he was able to blaze some medical trails, which served as a benchmark for subsequent researchers and researchers.
Steve Wara follows Mailbox in France.
Modern medicine, especially blood transfusion, owes so much to Jansky as an individual and the Czech Republic as a nation.
Anne Faust writes from Germany.
As a regular listener of Radio Prague, I heard also that blood donors in your country are awarded the Jansky Medal.
Krzysztof Borski from Poland adds more detail.
Jansky made in 1910 the first description of rare inherited metabolic autosomal dominant disorder, Jansky-Bjalskowski disease, reporting a family with this condition. Jansky was a proponent of voluntary blood donations. In 1953, Martin Fritsch directed a film, Tajemství krve, based on the story of Jansky's life, with Vladimir Arás playing Jan Jansky.
Sarah Ann Peterson tunes into Radio Prague in the middle of the night in Canada.
The doctor who first classified human blood group types was Dr. Jan Jansky, a professor at Charles University in Prague. He published his study in 1907. His work led to safe blood transfusions for people everywhere.
Henrik Klemets is our regular listener from Sweden.
Once again, my Radio Prague QSL collection has come in handy. A verification card in the 2006 series called Czech Scientists and Inventors depicts the mystery man of this month, Jan Jansky. The explanatory text on the reverse side of the QSL says, Jan Jansky, 1873 to 1921, doctor. In 1907, when examining the blood of psychiatric patients, he discovered the four basic blood groups, now known as A, B, AB and O.
Yukiko Tsujimaki from Japan included a couple of questions in her answer.
The blood type is common, especially among young people here in Japan, to tell what kind of character a person has. I wonder if it is so in the Czech Republic. The blood type A is the most common type in Japan. Which one is very common in the Czech Republic?
The A group is the most common one in the Czech population, followed by O, B and AB being the least common. I haven't heard about people's characters being judged by their blood group, but I have noticed on the internet various diet recommendations based on people's blood groups. Colin Law writes from New Zealand.
In 1921, an American medical commission acknowledged Jansky's classification. Jansky's classification remains in use today. A similar classification was described by William Lorenzo Moss, but the groups 1 and 4 of Moss were the opposite to those of Jansky's, leading to confusion in blood transfusion until the use of A, B and O became standard.
Again, thank you for the multitude of correct answers, and we appreciate that you devoted your time to writing and researching them, even though many of you were very busy preparing for the festive season. Thank you also for the lovely Christmas and New Year's greetings and even photos you included in your answers. The four of our listeners who will receive small gifts from Radio Prague this time are Anne Faust from Germany, Sarah Ann Peterson from Canada, Gautam Kumar Sharma from India and Henrik Klamets from Sweden. Congratulations. And if you haven't been picked out of the hat this time, please don't give up as a new quiz question follows. This month's mystery person was born on January the 5th, 1931 in the eastern town of Lochna nad Desno, but has lived in other countries for most of his life. He is considered to be one of the world's greatest classical pianists. Last month he gave his last public performance after a concert career of 60 years. Please send us your answers to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, or to english@radio.cz by the end of January. Thanks for tuning in today, and until next week, bye-bye.
Pavla will be back same time next week, and if you'd like to check out this week's mailbox online, you can do so at radio.cz.